so don't apologize. I'm losing what I don't deserve. The blame is mine alone for bridges I have burned. So don't apologize. I'm losing what I don't deserve. What I don't deserve.
What I don't deserve. 99.5 RT, it's the music of Linkin Park with Burning in the Skies. As I said earlier, it's Wednesday evening. As if you didn't know that by now, it's... Yes, we are the Disenchanted Kingdom. If in case this is your first time to listen to us, then we just want to make a disclaimer that we're not exactly the most popular show, but yes, we are the happiest. Yeah. We're the happiest show.
And we're live. We're most likely to offend you.
So brace yourselves. Okay. Oh, by the way, speaking of offending people, by the way, good evening to a good friend of mine who who's always at the edge of his seat every time Marf utters a word. You know, like, Sharon Kuneda.
Why? Who's that guy?
He is a lawyer, and his name is Attorney John B. Valdez.
Hey,
and
Attorney!
Valdez told me. He's a really good friend of mine, law, so right. You know that may kalibre tong lawyer na to.
Yeah.
Okay? After Big Fishes.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
He likes making the United fall to their knees.
Right.
So
right.
That's the kind of lawyer that he is. And, you know, in circles, in the legal circles, he's known as the bulldog.
Bulldog.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, if his colleagues can't handle it, you bring in the bulldog to take care of business. Now, he was telling me, I saw him at a place that we like to gather at in VFM Spranyake, and then he told me, pare, pwede ba pagsabihin mo yun si Marf? Nakakatakot yung mga pinagsasabi niya, pare, baka demandahin talaga siya yung sa mga ODK, pare, mabigat yung mga kalaban niya. No, it's true.
Yeah, I know, but it's fun. It's fun. I like doing that.
You like doing it, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I love it. That's my
okay.
job, man.
Up until a court case is slapped on.
Dude.
I'd love to see the day.
In that week on the DK.
Court.
A lot of famous showbiz reporters, they have tons and tons of court cases against them.
Talaga?
Yeah.
So you're ready for that, huh?
Yeah.
You're ready for that lifestyle.
Yeah, dyan mo siya.
Yadika.
Anyway, also good evening to Miss Cherry Malaya. I haven't seen her for quite some time.
Hey, Cherry, what's up?
Cherry!
Hey!
And to her friend Ian Ignacio. It's tuned in. Also, happy birthday to Mr. Elmo Magalona.
Hey, happy birthday,
up, Elmo.
Man.
17 years old.
Nice.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Hi to a friend of mine, JP Gopez, who is also tuned into us on the car. And for anybody who wants to follow us on the Yahoo YM, suck it. You're going to have to go to our website, thedisenchantedkingdom.wordpress.com. We have a chat room there. Click on it, you lazy people, you.
What? You mean we're not using the YM anymore of 99.5 RT?
Not right now.
No just, longer.
Not
yes!
right now.
No. You want to chat with us?
It's so hard because we can access it quickly over our website. Open, then I have to keep clicking.
Yeah, you know what's wrong with that YM thing? Because we have to use it for research and for stuff, for real-time, a.k.a. programming.
Yeah.
For real. Which is the reason why the last thing we need are these little windows from Yahoo Messenger just constantly keep popping up when people want to send us messages.
Yeah.
So this is what we do. You go to the website, which is thedisenchantedkingdom.wordpress.com, and then join the chat room. And that is the only way. Because we're snobs like that, and we're lazy. For us to acknowledge even your presence, that you are tuned in.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So why am I suck it?
We are radio royalty. And if you don't like it, tell them what they should do.
And it's easier to...
They should suck it.
They should suck it. It's easier to read. You know how often I'm trying to read people and say hi to people on YM? I have to, like, names. So over this chat room, I can easier.
All right. I want to share something with you. I saw something in TV, because I rarely what goes garbage in, garbage out, so... Which has been in a very happy mood for the past couple of weeks, because I've been trying to avoid TV. You know, if you watch the news, there's always bad news.
Right.
I barely read the newspaper, And if ever I do open the website, like, you know, Google or Yahoo News, I go at once and I try to avoid all the bad news.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to avoid people telling me chismes, telling me bad stuff about other people, which is the reason why I don't like going out anymore.
Okay.
And I don't like socializing, which makes me a hermit of sorts. But... So okay. when someone tries to come up to me in this station and says, "Uy, alam mo ba si ano? Grabe, si Raul talaga yun. Hindi niya ginagawa yung trabaho niya, etc., etc." I try to avoid the activity. So I came upon the program of Howie Severino, which was on.
Okay.
Okay. And apparently, ever since the elections, there's this new technology taking people for a ride.
Wow.
Which is the what do you call that? The innovations in newscasting on television, which is like the 3D hologram type image.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They actually started that during the elections.
Yeah, they started it during the elections, right?
Yeah.
Is that the one where they can touch it and move things around?
Yeah, like ABS, CBN, and GMA.
Wow, okay.
Because and you know, it just appears too BS for me. Because, uh-huh. like, Howie Severino, so there was like a big TV screen.
Okay.
It was around 60 inches, if I'm not mistaken, or 60, 40 inches.
Ah, it's huge.
So it was in front of Howie Severino. Okay? So Howie Severino was whisking his hand back and forth. He was waving his hand back and forth. And just like an iPad or an iPod would cherry nose that the screen. Diba? Everybody knows that that's a screen, and you're just trying to make it look so high-tech, when in fact, Howie Severino isn't really looking at that big... Off camera, he is looking at a teeny-weeny television set, which is the monitor used in a TV station. So when he whisks his hand back and forth, what production does is that they automatically change the image on the green screen.
Wow.
True. Yeah.
It's BS!
I thought it was a huge iPad.
And what's this crap? What's this crap that newscasters now, or news reporters, what's this iPad that they're holding while they're standing up? What the hell is that?
Well, I saw the same thing that you're talking about. They were doing the weather, and he puts two fingers on the huge one, the 60 one, and he spreads them apart like an iPad, and the thing grew bigger.
Oh my God, we all know that it's BS, right? Why keep lying? It really does look good on. No, even Mike Enriquez to his left.
Right.
And then, you know, there's like a 3D hologram, like in Star Wars, fighting, oh, meron na tayong update dyan sa bandang batasan. And then, you know, there's a hologram image of the new side.
Wow.
Like Star Wars.
Yeah, like Star Wars. Wow, this is TV magic. But I just don't get the... I don't get the news reporter holding an iPad. An iPad when, in fact, when the news reporter... Or when the TV anchor is looking at the camera, there's a little... what do you call that? The scrolling thing. The idiot thing.
Idiot board.
No, what's it called?
Wait.
Teleprompter. There you go. Yeah,
the one
that former President Estrada loves using.
Yeah. The teleprompter. Yeah. But now everything's so high tech.
I just get so irritated when I see news programs.
Do you imagine? Do you realize how much we sound like our parents sounded to us?
Yes. And then I was watching CNN. Dude, we're trying to be wannabes, man. Aren't our news programs on television trying to make the rest of the world that, yes, we are a third world country, but our news is high tech? I just don't get it. I seriously don't get it.
You have to remember that the news here in the Philippines is also showbiz.
What?
It's also showbiz.
What do you mean?
Business. It's all for show.
Sabaga, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all for show.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
They have to think of the ratings and how they'll get the advertisers advertise with their programs, and then, you know, just... And the ratings to, I don't know, to skyrocket.
To make it more appealing.
Yeah.
To the Pinoy public.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Remember the time na hindi pa pwede nakatayo yung reporter? And then Mike Enriquez started reporting up?
Yeah.
That was taboo.
Everyone started doing it.
Yes.
Like Ted Filon, Nolim, and then all the other guys from ABS-CBN.
Mike Enriquez started.
Ah, so it was him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what's so funny, though, is you and I watch the news, and there's out there who watch the news, understand that these things are green screen, but can you imagine the millions of people that are tuned in to the news that really think that there's a big iPad? Right?
Grabe ang social ng GMA, may malaki silang iPad.
Di ba?
Wait, we have a comment here from Mooman Reyes.
Okay, Mooman, go.
He says, how about the newscaster reading Facebook and Twitter comments? Sounds so stupid, though.
Diba, it kind of gives you an idea of the integrity of our TV media now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Facebook making it to national news and them getting comments. Facebook fan page of either G.
True.
Wow. Yeah.
Who are these people that you're putting in charge?
But I find it kind of cool, though, because open source, it's like they're accessible to the regular people out there.
Well, yeah, watching. In terms of keeping up with the times, then, yeah.
I wish I could just Twitter
we
them.
We may be setting a trend.
Yeah.
They could be moons ahead of everybody else, of the whole world.
Yeah.
And again, it makes it more appealing to the audience.
Yeah. I probably, along with Moomin Reyes, would probably, I'd like to Twitter them and say, hey, shut up, stupid. And have them read that.
And you'll see if they read it on air.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. Okay. Well, it's 6:43. We got another traffic update coming right up. I'm just working myself up. You know, just warming up like a diesel engine. We got music now from Train. This is RT.
I'm usually getting in it. I'm not in it to win it. And there's a thousand ways you can skin it. Spin on the floor flat like an ice. I confess you are the best thing in my brain when I hear stories about husband and wife. There's no Henry Lee, but you are the greatest thing about me. We decide that it's forever, no one else could do it better. It's love, and we're two birds of a feather, and the rest is just whatever. And if I'm addicted to loving you, and you're addicted to my love too, we can be them two birds of a feather that flock together. Love, love, got to have something to keep us together. Love, love, that's enough for me. Took a loan on a house I own. Can't be a queen bee without a bee throne. I wanna buy you everything except cologne. We can travel to Spain where close it is. We can laugh, we can sing. Have 10 kids and give. Hold on. I'm not in it to win it. I'm in it. It's love. Two birds of a feather. Then the rest is just whatever. It's love. We decide that it's forever. No one else could do it better. And if I'm addicted to loving you, and you're addicted to my love too, we can be them. Birds of a feather that flock together. Love, love, got to have something to keep us together.
99.5 RT Train. If it's love, then you no longer have to play with yourself.
Did you just make a masturbation joke?
No, I didn't. I didn't make a. Brandon. Is it Brandon?
Yeah, Brandon.
Brandon, hey.
There.
Brandon?
Yes.
Are you there? Wait a minute. There, are you there?
Okay.
Brandon, okay. Yes. We're going to be having the Road Watch Traffic Report. RadarWorks, and of course by Traffic.com and Brandon, and by Shell V-Power Gas and Diesel, designed to improve performance whatever you drive. Brandon!
Yes?
Speaking of performance, what is the bird of true love?
Huh?
What is the bird of true love?
The bird of true love?
You have the bird of the United States, which is the...
Bald eagle.
The bald eagle. Eagle. What is the bird of the Philippines?
The Philippine monkey-eating eagle. No, it's Maya.
It used to be... Maya is the fish.
The fish bird.
Maya. I bet you don't know the bird of peace.
That shows how much peace is on my mind.
The bird of awards. The golden dove. Because RX-93 just keeps winning that bird.
Good point.
So that's a bogus bird.
Right, okay.
Of media excellence, because okay. Everybody knows it's 99.5 RT.
Okay.
What's the bird of true love?
Canary. I don't...
Wrong.
Okay.
Brandon, take a wild guess. The bird of true love.
Hummingbird.
No, it's not the hummingbird. Give up.
Yeah, I really have no idea.
It's the swallow.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yes! Yeah!
Yes! Thank you. High five. Okay, let's get on with the traffic update now from Brandon of traffic.com.
The Makati area. TM Kalawan East is rather Badia on the east right now. It's ready. And Batangas. Further getting into more trouble at the Pasang Tamuan Nayala Avenue as well as Makati. Coming from EDSA and Makati Avenue. So far, things are doing good out to the Ayala Avenue. Slowing a bit at Pasang Tamuan and at Mayapis out to the Usmeña Highway. Fillmore, Indian. Coming into more trouble approaching Bautista Street after that. For those at the Ayala Avenue in Makati so far, the east is already a problem at the Rufino Street, and between Paseo de Rosa and Makati Avenue, you'll be caught in the build up here. Getting in some more trouble out to EDSA after that, while the east, or rather the west, is also slowing right now at East Drive and Makati Avenue, as well as the intersections of Rufino and approaching Buendia. Drive through Jollibee now and get a chance to win one of three new Ford Fiesta for every 150 peso drive through food purchase. Promo runs from March 21 to May 31, 2011. See posters and flyers for details for DDNs or permit number 2188, series of 2011. Drive through Jollibee now. You got Brandon, go to back to Disenchanted Kingdom, the drive 99.5 RT.
Can you confirm something? You haven't been with us in report for the past few days, so it's been Angel, right?
Mm hmm.
She doesn't like us, does she?
Whoa!
Oh, she's not here, right? She
doesn't really like us, does she? Because whenever Angel does a traffic report, you know, she thinks that right after she does the traffic report, we tend to suggest, you know what? I think we should have like a traffic reporter who's gay. And
okay.
And we're thinking amongst ourselves, oh, okay, maybe she's not taking it too well. So, since, you know, in the spirit of fairness, you know what? I think we should have a traffic reporter with an overbite. How would that sound? Lou, do you know what an overbite is? When your top row of teeth just goes over your lower row of teeth?
I know what that sounds like. Like this.
What if you had an underbite? Like, your mandible was protruding, your lower set of teeth was going wavy.
It's gonna be like this, I guess.
So, do the traffic report.
Yeah.
Right now, it's the traffic on Makati TV.
You look like Skeletor.
Yeah.
KDM.
Or if we had a traffic reporter with dentures that would randomly pop out in the middle of the traffic report. anyway, that would make life much more exciting.
Well,
anyway.
She's in Rome right now. She's probably praying for you guys.
Whoa,
she's in Rome?
What? Big time.
What?
Can I get a job over there?
From what I've heard, she has a house in Subic, man.
She's ending the... is it canonization? Or
beatification of Pope.
The beatification of Pope John Paul II.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Amazing, amazing. Okay.
She'll be...
Wonderful. All right. Thanks a lot, Brandon. Bye,
Leo.
Dude. We love you.
Hola. Hola. Leo Caliente. What's she still doing?
Hey, guys.
Say also, it with an underbite.
Hi, everyone. To say hi with Cleo Caliente.
To Michael Johnson, to Muman Reyes, to Claude, to Enzo, and to Michael. They're all chatting with us on the DK chat.
You know, we're the Disenchant Kingdom on 99.5 RT. We're the nighttime show. We got some folks from the farm to join us here this evening.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
I don't know why they make them watch us, because we're the wrong show.
Yeah.
You're not going to learn too many good things from us.
Koji Morales is, you know, he just wants to expose you. With the right way of doing things and with the wrong way of doing things.
This is how not to do radio.
So we pretty much are autonomous in terms of doing whatever we want to do with our show. So, even if it means a change of names of character, tonight will be the night we will change our name. Marf, who are you going to
think about?
What's the theme?
Military.
Oh!
Marf, your...
Give me a name. Okay, I'm Private Parts.
Your Private Parts.
All right.
Luke Skywalker is Major Headache.
Can I be Major Junk?
Major Junk.
Major Junk.
Okay, sure.
Private Parts.
Private Parts, Major Junk. I should be the General.
Yeah, General what?
General of German heritage, probably. I can be like a tank commander, you know, inside a... Tank. German tank, like a Panzer. So I could be, think of a German name. General, Brockenhyman. Yeah, that's me. General Brockenhyman.
General Brockenhyman.
Say Heil.
Heil.
General Brockenhyman.
General Brockenhyman.
General Brockenhyman.
Thank you, Private Parts. Major Junk.
We need some petty, and these are our petty officers.
Huh? Ticketworld.com.ph. See you this coming weekend. Once again, that's April 29 to May 1. By the way, good evening to a good friend of mine who's listening all the way in Cavite. His name is Mr. Edmund Araga. Edmund, I hope to see you one of these days. And yeah, sure, I'll bike going to your house. And also, Mr. Boo Kyler.
Oh, hey, Boo.
What's up, Boo?
Who is stuck in the Alabang Viaduct in surprisingly heavy traffic, which is northbound. Okay. Thanks a lot for tuning in, Boo. And nice to know that we're trying to ease the heavy traffic situation over there in Alabang. Also, good evening to Direct Jerick, who's also tuned in. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Direct Jerick. And Mr. Bob Ryder, let me see. Hi to Ray from Qatar, who's going to be tying the knot this Saturday.
I didn't know that was legal in Qatar.
Tying the knot?
Yeah.
Getting married?
He's here
to get married.
Oh, from Qatar.
From Qatar.
Yeah, I guess that was kind of a stupid comment. Sorry, don't mind me.
It was it's this coming Saturday at Island Cove. So thanks a lot, Bob. Nice to know you're tuned in.
Also, good evening to Trixie. She's on her way home from Cavite. And to Angelica Dumaran. They're all tuned in and tweeting me, twitter.com/Marf on the radio.
Wait a minute. I don't want to call you Private Parts anymore because that's corny.
What?
No.
So what's my name?
Now? So wait a minute. By the way, Jasper is tuned in this evening.
Hey, hi, Jasper. What's up, Jasper?
Jasper recommends that... Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Who has the higher rank? Is it the drill sergeant or is it the major?
Major.
The major usually has the higher rank. Yeah. Okay. But you know, since Marf is in charge of... you know, the people around here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I usually delegate whatever it
yeah,
is
stuff.
To
yeah.
stuff to Marf. I think I should call you the drill master. That should be your title. You should be the drill master, last name Bates.
Drill master Bates.
Drill master Bates.
So, fuck, I love drilling.
Well, you're like
stuff,
the
yeah.
you're like the drill sergeant.
Yeah.
You know, like hop 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 hop. Hop.
Yes, I am Drill Master Bates. Yeah.
Wow.
Call me Bates for short.
And Major Junk, Drill Master Bates. And
Major Junk. I love my name.
General Brockenhyman.
I love my name now. Yeah, Drill Master Day.
This
is Chad's Kingdom Army. This is Chad's Army.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Let's get into the mess hall inside the canteen.
Would you like an utensil? I do want my utensil. I want to eat some food, but I can't eat my sauerkraut without utensil.
Thank you. Okay, we're coming right back. Don't go away. This is 99.5 RT's, not the Disenchanted Kingdom, but the Disenchanted Army.
Be Receiver hits Manila as smart with official TV partner TV5 presents Justin Bieber My World Tour with special guests Periodics on May 10. Watch the hottest pop teen sensation perform his chart-topping hits live at the SM Mall of Asia concert grounds. Exclusive to smart subscribers, text JB to 234 for Justin Bieber music downloads. For tickets, contact Ticket World at 891-9999 or www.ticketworld.com.ph or call SM Tickets at 470-2222 or www.smtickets.com. Justin Bieber My World Tour is presented by Smart with official TV partner TV5. Major sponsors, Bench, SM Mall of Asia, Fox, Star World, Music Management International, and AEDI. Special thanks to Etsa Shangri-La, SM Supermall, MCA Music, Black Fleet, Media Partners, The Philippine Star, Manila Bulletin, Business World, Nickelodeon, and Tiger 22. And your official radio partner, 99.5 RT.
Justin, hold on. Just in case you missed it a while ago, I'd like to remind you once again to feel the energy of Shell V-Power and Shell V-Power Diesel. Come to the world of Shell V-Power event at the SM Megatrade Hall 2 from April 29 to May 1, 2011, and learn about the technology innovations used for the fuel that's designed for improved performance, whatever you drive, which is Shell V-Power. Plus, you get a chance to win exclusive Scuderia Ferrari items and join in other booth activities at the World of Shell V-Power event, and it is this coming weekend. By the way, also, if you've got a big moment coming up, kaya na to share the moment sa lahat, dial sa Smart Buddy Lahat Text 30 Combo. Now, aside from using Lahat Text 30 Combo to text or call all your friends for 2 days, you can also join Smart Buddy Lahat Text 30 Combo's Share the Moment Reality Radio Promo. And what is this? Every week, we are looking for a person who will go through a big moment and will share this moment as it happens. Now, last April 11, that was like 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Around that time. And Phil and James Younghusband had a very big moment. It was their fans' day, and while this was happening on ground, they were sharing their moment with us through text and call. I don't know if you caught the program, but it was really fun. Yeah. It was hosted by Andy and Jessica, the two very lovely ladies.
And we had a blow-by-blow account of what was happening.
Yes, with Andy and Jessica.
Yeah.
Okay. sorry. I swallowed my laway the wrong way. They were sharing their moment with us through text and call. Gamit siyempre ang Smart Buddy Lahat Text 30 Combo. Just imagine if you had that same chance to share your moment live on Radio 2. Now, how can you join? Simple. Now, for this week, we're looking for people who will go through a gimmick moment.
Why? Gimmick?
Gimmick.
Gimmick.
Wait, let's put some gimmick music. Hold on. Gimmick music. Okay, I got it. This is like some cool gimmick music. Yeah.
Disco, disco, good, good. Disco, disco, good. Disco, disco, good, good.
What the hell is disco, disco, good, good? Where's that from?
I think he's still. I think it's supposed to be a drill.
Oh my God! You
gimmick, gimmick it. Disco, disco, good, good. Disco, disco, good, good.
So it's like we're marching.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a retard, Mark.
Oh God.
Hold on. So we're looking for people who will go through a gimmick moment on May 9 at 6 p.m. It has to be the exact date because we want to air your sharing live as it happens. It's going to be on Monday, so May 9, right? Now, there are two ways to join, either via text or Facebook. And if it's through text, you got to text share space RT space and your short story and send it to 299.
Disco, disco, good, good. Disco, disco, good, good.
For example, you can text share RT space, my big moment is that I am about to go inside the club this evening.
VIP!
And yung hayop kong kaibigan na contact ko rito, hindi ako nilagay sa guest list.
Lang.
Fail. Fail yung gimmick moment mo.
Fail.
Pare, ako magdi-DJ mamayang gabi. Pumunta ka lang sa club. Akong bahala sa iyo. Ilalagay kita sa guest list. Ilang kaya, ilang gusto mo? Pare, ilang ba kaya mo? Gusto mo, 10. O sige.
Dami nun ah.
Dear Smart, andito na me ako sa gimmickan. Nakalimutan ako ng hayop kong DJ na kaibigan na i-include ako sa guest list. Going home na me.
You can text us from outside of the club.
Buong gabi nag-antay sa linya, di ba?
Oh no.
Di me pinapasok ng bouncer. Kasi bawal daw ang bihis babae.
Dito pa naman na-acue.
Hello, hello, gimmick person, are you there? Ooh. You know, Mark brought up a really interesting thing the other day.
Yeah, on Facebook. Yeah. I actually posted it on my Facebook wall. Sabi ko, how hard is it to actually type the letter O sa salitang oo? Ba't nagiging uu? Oo? Diba? Why type uu? You can type oo. Ay, nako. I don't know.
Disco, disco, good, good, disco,
disco. Okay, so that's it. Okay, so you can text that to us, and you say that you will share this moment by texting all your friends from all networks. Parang magkwento ka lang, di ba? Now, through Facebook, you must go to the Smart Communications Facebook fan page. You will find the Share the Moment application there. All you need to do is just click on that application, which will first ask you to register, and then there will be spaces there where you can type and share your story. Now, aside from being featured on air, Smart Buddy is also giving away a Nokia X201.
Ooh.
Free phone.
And Nokia C101 every week. May freeload at gift packs pa. So join Smart Buddy, Lahat Text 30 Combo, Share the Moment. For more info, text Moment to 299 or go to the Smart Communications fan page right now as per DTI permit number 3141, series of 2011. The promo runs from April 11 to May 8, 2011.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
A special treat for Citibank clients. Catch the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber and get 10% off when you charge your tickets to your Citibank credit card or present your Citibank ATM card and pay in cash. The music of Andrew Lloyd Webber will run starting June 24, 2011 at CCP. Don't miss this stunning new theatrical event featuring an internationally acclaimed cast. Call Ticket World at 891-9999 or visit www.ticketworld.com.ph. Broadway Hits, powered by Citi. Promo valid until March 25 per DTI NCR permit number 1835, series of 2011.
Great news! Citibank clients can still enjoy a 10% discount on tickets until May 15, 2011 per DTI NCR permit number 2882, series of 2011.
Hey, feel the energy of Shell V-Power and Shell V-Power Diesel. Come to the world of Shell V-Power event at the SM Mega Trade Hall 2 from April 29 to May 1, 2011 and learn about the technology innovations used for the fuel that's designed for improved performance, whatever you drive. It's called Shell V-Power. Plus, you can get a chance to win exclusive Scuderia Ferrari items and join in other booth activities at the World of Shell V-Power event. And we'll see you this coming weekend. By the way, good evening to a good friend of mine, Mr. Jesse Villo Gonzalo, who has been trying to call me. Sorry, Jesse, can't answer your phone call because I'm actually working right now, and you can actually text. It's a lot easier, and it's a lot cheaper, by the way. But since you're big time, okay, I'll answer your phone right after, while playing this commercial.
Got a big gimmick moment happening in your life on May 9 at 6 p.m.? Join Smart Buddy Share the Moment. Share with us your story, and you might be chosen as the next radio star. To join, just text SHARE, space, RT, space, and your short story to 299. That's SHARE, space, RT, space, and your short story to 299. 2 pesos and 50 cents per text. Or you can visit Smart Communications Facebook fan page. You can also win a Nokia X201 and Nokia C101 every week. To register to Smart Buddy Lahat Text 30 Combo, simply text L30 to 2266 or load from any Smart Load retailer and get 250 all network texts plus 20 minutes of smart calls, all valid for 2 days for only 30 pesos. For more info, text MOMENT to 299, 2 pesos and 50 cents per text. Smart Buddy, let's play! As per DTI permit number 3141 series of 2011, promo runs from April 11 to May 8, 2011.
As a homeowner at Suking Team Dahan, pwede kang manalo ng hanggang 25,000 pesos sa Colgate Fresh Confidence Knock-Knock Pop Premio. Bibisita ang Colgate Fresh Confidence Team sa inyong mga barangay mula March 1 hanggang June 30, 2011. Para sa mga homeowner, kapag ang bahay ninyong mapili, pakita nyo lang ang Colgate Fresh Confidence sachet at pwede na kayong manalo. Para sa aming mga suking tindahan, kapag ang tindahan ninyong mapili at ito ay may maganda at kitang-kitang display ng Colgate Fresh Confidence sachet, maaari rin kayong manalo. Ano pang hinihintay nyo? Ihanda na ang sachet para sa Colgate Fresh Confidence Knock Knock Premio for DOH FDA permit number 0104 series of 2011.
May benefits ba ang going low?
Meron!
Example, when you're low, di ka nauuntog. When you're low, madaling magpulot.
Ah, miss, nahulog nyo.
And when you're low, you have nowhere to go but up! So if you're moving up to postpaid, go for the lowest unreal postpaid. Introducing Red Mobile Postpaid Plan 300. Only calls and texts all day and night. Plus 300 free texts to all networks. Easy to apply at nationwide coverage. 300 pesos a month lang. At dahil low, nakakatipid ka so you're always low then. Go for the lowest unreal postpaid now. Abot kaya, abot lahat. Turn red na. To subscribe, call 924-9999. Lowest only real postpaid means only calls and texts all day and night. Only offers available for red to red only.
You're connected to the world's music superhighway.
Hello, RT. I'm on my way to work.
Before I head into the office,
I'd like to request...
Hi, I'm with my classmates right now, and I was kind of wondering if you could play that song.
Cruising in light speed.
Light speed.
With DWRTFM in Metro Manila.
There's no escaping.
The Drive.
Metro Manila's 99.5 RT.
9.5 RT, this is the Disenchanted Kingdom. Hey, we want to remind you guys, by the way, that was Stereophonics with Dakota. We want to remind you guys that tonight is Wednesday and it's the 27th, and we have a real-time screening of Water for Elephants at SM Cinema 6. If you got tickets, you better make your way at 7:30. If not, stop by and say hi. You're tuned in to 99.5 RT.
It's every little thing from a head down to a feet out of a magazine, and I see her on the TV. I love the song she sings, 'cause when I turn around it's like she's singing to me, and every word she means, like it could be about me. One of those shows they do for the radio, and when she looked at me, all I said was hello. I took her out to eat, 'cause we were in a city that neither one of us knew. We never went to sleep, 'cause when the sun came up, we knew that we would have to go. She sounds to me, she sounds like sex on the radio. Scream, and when I push play, she's screaming in stereo. She sounds like sex on the radio.
up now. Step on it. It's The Drive.
Session Road. Asan ka na?
Dito ba?
Mahal kita.
Sorry to love that song.
Yeah, it's sort of like that element of, you know, like in the last part, like, mahal kita. Okay, it's 7:26 in the evening, and yeah, that was Session Road with Asang Kana. Good evening to my cousins who are tuned in, and they're in the garden right now. They're lifting weights.
What? In the garden?
In the garden. Yeah, we have sort of a small garden where there's like a gym set there. So, good evening to Lorenzo. Hi, Lorenzo.
What's up, guys?
He's one of my really attractive cousins. Very much available. Very much available. He has been likened to look like D. Thurocampos. Doesn't he bear a striking resemblance to D. Thurocampo?
Yeah, he does.
He does, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. He's mestizo.
He's mestizo. Yeah. Very tall, six. I think he stands 6'1 or 6. Very buff guy. And, you know, he does a little bit of modeling.
Oh, okay.
And he usually becomes, I don't know, I have yet to drink with this guy. In order to make him my icebreaker.
You're a wingman.
Icebreaker? Is that what you mean? Wingman or icebreaker?
Hindi yata pwede wingman eh. Kasi kailangan icebreaker eh. Kasi hindi mo yung icebreaker, siya yung tagapagkilala. Because he usually gets the first looks.
Yeah, pwede.
Diba? Kasi guwapo eh. Diba? He usually gets the first looks. And then when he has already established a very friendly rapport with the bait that you are going after, a.k.a. the, you know, the chicks.
Yeah.
And then this is where the cousin comes in by virtue of seniority. Okay, pinsan, tabi ka na dyan. Ako na. Really nice guy, really nice guy. That's Lorenzo. And also, who else has tuned in? Mari. Mari.
Hey guys.
Have you ever heard a more coño name than Jose Mari?
Hello, Brandon?
Yes.
Brandon, have you ever had a friend that's named Jose Mari?
Yeah.
Do what chances are they're coño?
No, they're gay.
No!
The one I know is gay.
The one you know?
Jose Mari Chan? He's
no,
gay?
No.
No, not Jose Mari.
The guy I know whose name is like Jose Mari is gay.
Really?
No.
I also know a Jose Mari that's an estapador. I think Anna knows him. But anyway. So Jose Mari is tuned in right now, but he likes being called...
Mari,
yeah, okay. And also Raffy and Kokoy, who has lost so much weight. I barely even know it's him. Kaya minsan nagugulat ako. Sino ka?
Hey, hi to Gang Gang.
Ako si Kokoy. Ako si Kokoy.
Okay.
Hi to Gang Gang and his wife Ellen are tuned in, and Kara Lianco, Moon Reyes, and Enzo Regandola.
Also hi, to Enzo. Joel Brethren, to Carlo Cabrera, Pamela Butalid, Elena Bongaling, Ronel Estoya, John Raffles, and also to Mr. Dennis Dacanay, the uncle of Mr. Renee Sarmiento.
Hi, guys. Okay, let me see. We have a traffic update now, which is brought to you by RadioWorks and Patron. Here's Brandon of traffic.com. Take it away, Brandon. Tell us what the situation is at right
this
now.
This is what's happening right now at the Tablazon Expressway. Do watch out for a sold oil tanker approaching the Alabang Viaduct in the northbound direction. But after that, things are going to be better heading out to Magallanes. Southbound direction, the usual problems at the on-ramps of Bicutan and Sulat will be slowing you down a bit. And for those who are going home to Cavite and Batangas, the coastal road is going to be a bit slow at Mia Road, coming from Rojas Boulevard, but all good. From Dongala out to Longos, the northbound direction, no worries from Alabang Zapote Road to Cavitean, but building up a bit. Approaching Mia Road out to Rojas Boulevard and the Baclaran area. Finally, at the North Luzon Expressway, no major worries here at both directions between the Galintawaktaw Plaza and the Santa Rita in Bulacan. A drive-through Jollibee, get a chance to win one of three new Ford Fiesta for every 150 peso drive-through food purchase. Promo runs from March 21 to May 31, 2011, and see posters and flyers for details for DDI and service permit number 2188, series of 2011, and drive-through Jollibee now. And you got Brandon giving back to the Disenchanted Kingdom Drive 99.5.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Thank you.
Have a great evening, man.
You too.
All right, we got one more traffic update, which is going to be brought to us by Brandon of traffic.com. And that was a Road Watch, which was brought to you by RadioWorks and Patron. I have something really interesting that I'd like to talk about. It's about fat people. Coming up in just a bit.
Pinoy dito ka na sa
Maintain the recommended tire pressure to save gas. Mag-enertrigrid na. This energy tipid reminder is brought to you by Petron Corporation and the Department of Energy.
Skywalker, what were you telling me off air?
I said, what? From one of our listeners' cars, she says, what if we had a traffic reporter that had narcolepsy?
Narcolepsy?
Yeah. You know what narcolepsy is?
What is narcolepsy?
It's like this. Out of the blue, they fall
asleep.
Do
the traffic report.
And currently, along as to going southbound, we have, you better step on those.
So you have you have someone that randomly falls asleep on the job.
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
This is how it's going to sound like. Okay. Here we go now with the traffic report. And along Ayala, it is slowly building up. And... and over in Commonwealth.
That's funny.
Can somebody shed a little light on this query that I have? By the way, good evening to the very beautiful Miss Leah Tienza.
Hey.
Hi, sweetheart. Yeah.
I heard that chick's hot.
Definitely hot. No doubt about it. And also to Mr. Joseph Simborio, and they are driving home right now, on their way home. Okay. What is it? No. What is it about? I don't mean to be rude, okay, but it's just an observation that I would like to share with everyone.
Okay.
Yesterday we were talking about psycho chicks or psycho women.
Yes.
Now let's talk about fat women.
Ooh, very touchy one.
Yes.
What about fat women?
No, there are two kinds of fat women.
I don't know.
There's the jolly fat woman.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who admits to herself, yes, you know, I think I should lose weight because I'm getting a bit round, you know, on the edges. Medyo tumataba ako, alam niyo naman, but you know, I'm trying to do everything I can.
Yeah,
in order to lose weight. No, these are people who acknowledge the fact. These are women who acknowledge the fact that they are fat.
Right. Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. They're stout. They're portly. They're chunky. They're zaftig. You know what zaftig is?
No, I don't.
Adorably plump.
Oh, okay.
That's what zaftig means. Z-A-F-T-I-G.
Zaftig.
So, they do acknowledge that they are a bit plump, a bit portly, whatever term you want to use. But and then there's the other fat chick, who doesn't even think she's fat.
Like how? She thinks she's sexy? And
yes.
What? I don't know if I'm in on this conversation.
I honestly think they're hot. They're hot.
I don't know if I'm in on this conversation, because most big women that are fat can beat my ass.
No, it's just an observation. It's like, I know this friend, okay, who comes from a family... Who comes from a Spanish family?
Right. Okay.
Mga puro mga tisay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you know how Spanish are. They like eating, and because they're big bone, most of them, majority of them, so yeah. They tend to grow big. Most especially the women.
Yeah.
You know they grow big at the hips. They grow big in the thighs. Big arms. Big necks. Big whatever. Right.
Okay.
But this family I know, they're very supportive of each other. So no negative comments circulate around the sisters,
okay,
in this family.
Mm.
So
what happened?
So pag yung isa nagmi-mini skirt, ate grabe ang ganda mo.
Seryoso?
Yeah, seryoso.
Hindi mo na sinasabi hindi bagay.
Wala talaga, because no negative comments are allowed inside the household. So sila magkakapatid who are quite fat. Very, very stout. You know, pag nag-mini skirt yung isa, kahit na lumalabas na yung cellulite, you know, the other sister says, grabe ate, ang ganda-ganda mo. Bagay talaga sa'yo.
Pero fat as in fat talaga. Obese, ganyan.
Hindi naman obese.
Mataba lang talaga.
Mataba lang talaga.
And the mini skirt's like clinching on for dear life. It's trying to, not bust off.
No, I'm. Diba, I.
Oh,
I'd
no.
I'd really like to get inside the psyche of these, you know, these huge women who, you know, who like wearing very revealing dresses. Okay, now here, here's another story about a fat lady I know. And I don't mean to be offensive, you know, by using the term fat. It's just that I seem to lack the verbal skills to come up with a politically correct word right now.
Okay.
Now, there's this one lady who I know, who also is a friend of mine, and I hope she doesn't mind me talking about her this way, but she thinks, and I think you've also heard it from a lot of fat women, that they say, they claim that
yung mga gusto ng mga lalaki, mga babaeng matataba, kasi mas magagaling daw sila sa kama.
Have you heard that?
Yes!
I heard that.
You've heard
yes,
that?
Yes.
Where does that come from?
I think black men like their women big.
No, we're talking about Filipino women.
Yeah. Well, I mean, generally, like, yeah. But I've heard that.
But have you gone to, you know, have you gone to bed with a, with quite a portly chick?
No.
How about you, Mark?
No. Not yet.
Hindi nga, Mark.
Hindi pa.
Hindi, talaga.
Seryoso.
Pero mas magagaling daw sila sexually.
Well, let... According to them, kasi siguro...
Can somebody call us?
Yeah.
I mean, can you actually confirm this? If you've actually gone to bed with, you know, a fat woman? I'm not saying that you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Okay?
At the end of the day, fat chicks need love, too.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Need to get cuddled.
RT, hello?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, then.
I don't know where that guy came from. What happened? Pero diba?
Yeah. Baka galing na lang yan sa sarili nilang confidence eh. Na parang
maybe.
'Di ba kasi you've never heard a sexy hot chick say that na mas magaling sa kama yung mga fat girls. 'Di ba? It always comes from the fat girls. Yung comment na 'yon. Have you ever heard the guy say that?
No.
Diba? It always comes from the
Well, I've heard it from a friend of mine, like a really close friend.
Everything that I've seen on the internet, like,
Hold on, we got a call. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Bang Bang.
Hi, Bang Bang. Hi, Bang Bang. Bang Bang. Hi, what's your name?
Tonyo.
Yes, what can we do for you?
Dun sa topic niyo. Na naman, kalokohan na namang topic to.
Hindi kalokohan to, talaga.
Curious lang, curious.
Teka.
Sige, ganito.
Observation lang. Curious lang.
Okay, sige.
Okay.
Seryoso. I have a lot of friends who are actually big, or bulky, or fat, diba? Pero sa napapansin ko, parang mas active pa sila sexually than the hot chicks.
I know an obese girl, like, really huge. And she's very sexually active.
Yun nga eh. Hindi kaya dahil kinakompensate lang nila dun sa size nila. Kumbaga, sige, ganito naman ako. E di, anuin ko na lang. Kumbaga, parang, daanin ko na lang sa ganun. Mas all out sila kasi yun lang yung kaya nilang gawin. Ewan ko, kung nagiging masama ako, pero yun lang yung isip ko.
Pero wait, when you say sexually active, do they have a steady boyfriend or do they sleep around?
Hindi, yun nga eh. Puro mga hookie, puro fling, na-chorba ko raw si ganito, si ganyan. Hindi ko...
Na-chorba!
Yun nga eh. I don't know if we're gonna believe them. Pero mukha namang totoo. Pero kasi, di ba, para na-distract lang na...
Now, Marf has another irritation about fat chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what is it about fat chicks?
Like I say, sometimes fat chicks...
Tonyo, listen to this,
okay,
man.
Okay, Tonyo.
Sige.
Fat chicks, they have really hot girlfriends.
Yeah, diba? They have friends.
Na super hot talaga. As in, best friend nila yung hot na babae na gusto mo ilawan.
Tama.
Every single time na naiyayain mo lumabas si hot chick, sumasama.
Kasama yun!
Hot girl.
Tama!
Diba?
ganyan. Kasi siya pa yung makulot, siya pa yung makulot.
Siya yung parang user-friendly pa, di ba?
Siya yung kakain ng ulam mo pag mag-date kayo.
Siya yung ano?
Siya yung kakain ng ulam.
Siya yung kakain ng ulam.
Diba? It's as if siya yung... Siya yung ano, sasagot sa'yo kung okay ka ba sa...
Oo, tama, tama.
...or hindi, di ba?
Tama, tama, tama.
Tapos, tapos the hot chick, wala naman siyang ginagawa.
Yeah.
Wala, nagpapakit lang. Pero itong ano, garapal na kumakain ng tira.
Pero not only that, not only when it comes to food, yung tipong, oh, andito kami ni, ano, sunduin mo naman kami dito.
Ayun, mag-aula ka ng iba.
Di ba? So, yung demanding.
Tama, oh, tama, tama.
Oh, no, I just noticed.
Anyway, Tonyo, thanks a lot for calling us up.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Diba, how come they're like...
By the way, we'd like to welcome Kel into the fray of the conversation.
Hey, Kel.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening, Kel? Kel, have you ever tried going out with a hot chick and then she had like a really fat friend?
Oh my god. Well, not really fat friend, but more like ugly friends.
It's the hottie and the naughty.
Exactly, exactly.
Is it like the law of nature or something that for every hot chick, there must be like a corresponding ugly chick that goes with her or like a corresponding
fat
chick?
Because overall, it makes everybody feel more beautiful. The hot girl feels prettier because she's beside ugly girls. The ugly girls feel prettier because their best friend is also pretty. So overall, everybody thinks they're prettier by hanging out with each other.
So it's like it's like a mutual thing that they share amongst each other.
Yeah.
Beauty. Feeling, the feeling of beauty.
Yes.
Okay. We have somebody on the line. RT, hello?
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
Dev.
Hey. Guys, it's Dev. Hey.
Hey.
Dev.
Hey.
What's on your mind, Dev?
About the topic. You and the guys watch Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. Yeah, I don't watch that. What about you, Lou?
I do. I watch it. Okay. What's up?
You know, you remember the one where they had like two girls in the
hot tub?
Yeah, it's like the bomb, the one that's like really not that attractive. Sometimes.
The grenades.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. The horizontally challenged people.
Yeah. Wait. For the listeners who don't know what we're talking about,
what's a grenade?
A grenade, according to the Jersey Shore guys, when you go into a club and there are a bunch of ugly women, but they're nice, like good-looking ones. It's kind of the equivalent of take one for the team. Like some of the guys have to jump on the grenades, so that it clears out. Yeah, so that it clears it out for the. And in this particular, what he's talking about in this particular episode, they have brought home a couple of grenades. Anyway, so what were you saying?
I mean, it's just like that. I mean, not a lot of, hot women do have that friend just so that they can, you know, like, charity for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Pero bakit yung, going back to what Marf was talking about, bakit yung
bakit si fat girl yung demanding?
Yun!
Oh, there, I forgot. I think they're like the bodyguards of the hot girls, you know? Like, they're the bouncers, the personal bouncers.
That's so true, though! That's
ano ko lang, ha? Feeling ko lang, kasi sila yung demanding, parang sila yung akala mo, ay, ikaw may titake home ko, di ba hindi?
Oo nga, plus they make you feel like they have the last say if you are going to end up with a relationship with your friend, with her friend, di ba?
Parang, ano ba yan? Mag-order ka pa ng sisig, wala na tayong sisig eh.
Oh.
Maybe they're just hungry!
Baka parang lang yun sa ano, sa olden times na parang mamanhikan ka dun sa ano, sa nanay o kaya sa tatay para pumunta ka.
The friend of the hot girl.
That's a lot.
You don't have to be a mentalist to predict that, huh?
galing. So why don't you try it for yourselves, folks? You know, if ever you see a nice car, usually it's a lowered SIR.
Mas lowered sa likod.
Kasi kadalasan parang yun yung stereotypical eh. Kasi diba, meron kang boy baguettes.
Yeah.
Boy baguettes who will date, you know, like
a hot chick,
like parang Candy magazine front cover model.
Yeah.
That was usually SIR or Honda Civic or whatever.
Or Vios na naka-setup.
Or Vios na naka-setup, di ba?
Tapos Chinese pa yung guy.
Tapos mukhang Chinese pa yung guy. tapos pagparada, dun sa gimmickan, pagbukas sigurado ng rear
ng yung mga pintuan sa likod.
Tapos ito pa nangyayari, di ba?
Kunyari, nasa parking lot ka ng Republic.
Kunyari. Usually, this is what happens, okay? The front doors, they simultaneously open.
Yeah.
Di ba?
Yeah.
But when they close the door, saka lang bubuksan ni Fat Chick yung pintuan niya. Siya yung huli.
Kasi siya yung nag-aayos?
Yeah. Siya yung nag-aayos. Nakabukas pa yung ilaw sa loob ng kotse. Nagme-makeup.
Because she needs all the help she can get.
Oh my god, this is such a mean topic. Anyway, thanks a lot, man.
No, it's just an observation.
Have a great evening.
Yeah,
we're gonna get some mean posts on our Facebook.
I have a word of warning for the people who are trying to woo the girl through the fat chick.
Okay, now here's some word of advice. Words of advice, rather, because, from Kel. Okay.
Yeah, because I've lost two steady girlfriends because I didn't know their fat chick equivalent friend was the same person, you know, the same person asking me favors was the same person who goes after, you know, after we go out and then after, you know, after they go back home. She's the first one who tells my girlfriend at the time, ay nako, that Kel, that guy is so tanga.
Talaga?
Yeah. They'll be the first ones so to backstab you.
Siya rin yung backstabber?
They'll be the first ones to backstab you. But they'll also be the first ones to ask you for favors.
But were you tanga, Kel?
Well, I was footing the bill for her too, so I guess.
Oh my god.
Maybe that girl just wanted you to throw her some.
So what should you do on, you know, in these sort of instances?
Of course you should invest. It's not like you want to alienate your, you know, the girl you're going for's friends, but don't overinvest.
Because, don't overinvest.
Yeah, because there are two things that there are only two things that could happen if that if you do that, and neither of them are good. One is she's going to be angry at you anyway and backstab you, or two, she would think you're hitting on her.
Oh, heaven forbid. RG, hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hey, guys,
yeah,
Marie.
You know, King DJ Logan, you're right. Your topic's so mean.
I know, it's very mean, right? No.
Yeah.
I love the way you laugh. Hey,
Marie, hold on. Let's get things straight first. It's not meant to offend, but, you know, it's more of an observation. And, you know, I was hearing about Marf's rantings, and you sound like a really hot chick. Do you have a... Are you one of the...
Actually, I'm the fat chick.
You're the fat chick. So you're the... what they would call as the cock blocker.
No, I want to throw back the question to you guys.
Okay, go.
Do you really never find, you know, fat girls attractive? I mean, there are some pretty fat chicks, you know.
You know what? Since you mentioned that, yes.
There are some really
You're
right.
No, there are some really heavy set women. There you go. I think that's the term I was looking for.
Okay, heavy set. That's a better word, I think.
Heavy set women that I find really attractive. And it's not that Wait, were you asking me a question and you're not giving me the chance to answer?
Go ahead, answer.
No, it's true. It's true.
That, you know, the way you're going at it, it's like, you know, fat girls never have a chance.
No, that's not coming from me. That's coming from Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, me honestly, right. I'm not really attracted to heavy girls. Yeah. I like them thick sometimes and not heavy. That's me.
But wait, remember that we said earlier that there are two types of heavyset girls, diba?
Yeah.
Those ones that are happy talaga and they admit to themselves of who they are. And then the other type na yung nga feeling namin na ano na cock blockers.
No, yeah. This is I'm just doing this to help the other fat girls out there to get the reality check. I know that some girls really, you know, they're really big and they're in denial and they,
right.
You know, they act as if they're so attractive.
Can I have some? It's just. Yeah. No. Go ahead. Sorry.
Put them in place. Yeah.
So and this is basically what we're talking about here. It just so happens that we have microphones in front of us, but this is how real people in society talk about.
Unfortunately,
Diba, isn't it true? Diba, you've probably heard some friends na kunyari naglalaitan sila inuman session. Ay grabe, alam mo yun si Jane. Grabe, diba? Ang dami-dami niyang bilbil, tapos nagmi-mini skirt pa, tapos yung tank top pa niya ibang klase. Ew. Diba? Kita mo naman lahat ng cellulites. They're
they can dress appropriately naman eh. I mean, they don't have to wear, you know, know, really sexy clothes.
So what advice do you have for these particular women that we're currently discussing about right now?
Wear black. No.
Wearless stripes.
No, dress appropriately. I mean, it's more of a turn off, I think, if you act as if you're all that and you're not. And so, you know, so let your personality shine.
Yeah.
Okay, and actually it's a good thing for them. I mean, they could lose weight, you know. It's healthier, it's but if you're fat and you can't do anything about it, then just, act appropriately.
You know what? If you're fat and you can't really do anything about it, is the last thing that you want to become, if you're fat, is to become a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly.
That's also what I was thinking, too, because this is Luke Skywalker talking. I said I'm not really attracted to heavy-set women. The reason for that most of the time is because sometimes they're bitches, and sometimes it comes out in their personality. And, like, work out. You don't you don't sound like you're somebody that would be a bitch. Or you sound, like, very confident. Usually a lot of times... No, I'm serious about this. And usually a lot of times when I'm hanging out with some... And I have friends that are fat women. Usually, mm-hmm. if there's somebody who's trying to hook up or whatever, they're not very confident and they're not very, you know, there's a reason why they let themselves go.
Yeah, actually, they tend to sleep around to try to, compensate for their lack of, actually, they're very not confident.
Yeah.
That's why, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, thank you. Marie?
Okay. Yeah.
We love you. Bye, sweetheart.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Bye. We appreciate the call.
That's a pretty cool call, man.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, Marie's cool. All right, it's 7:54. We'll be getting back to more commercials. This topic's boring me now. Let's move on. It's 7:54. Oh, whoa.
Are you a believer?
Oh, whoa.
Then never say never to.
You know you can love me.
Smart's Fly Me to Bieber radio promo. Get a chance to watch Justin Bieber perform live or meet and greet him in person. Just listen to this station from Mondays to Thursdays between 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. When we give the cue, call us up and sing to the Smart Bieber Roki song of the day. The best Bieber singer every week wins. Be a Smart Bieber now.
Increase your market share and revenues with BitStop Network Services, where we help you lower your cost of acquiring new clients. With BNS, you can deploy tried and tested strategies that leverage the power of the Internet that is proven to work for businesses like yours. Call BNS at 6375-522-5089 for a free online conference. To find out more about how our innovative web solutions can help you succeed.
All right, who would you rather go out with? A beautiful girl with nothing to say, no character, or a fat girl who's very intelligent.
Do I have to have dinner with them, or
go out? As in go out, you know, like a regular date.
If we're going to the movies, a hot chick that doesn't have anything. I don't like to hear a lot of bitching. That's just me, then.
Why do you associate fat chicks with bitching?
I said I just like my. Even if she's hot, she's hot and she doesn't talk. And she doesn't have anything to say. That's great,
especially for a movie.
I'm not trying to listen to her body.
Well, what was the question?
I'm just kidding, dude.
Who would you rather go out with?
Okay,
a fat chick that has lots of stories to tell, or a hot chick without a brain?
Hot chick without a brain.
Ian Mark are so shallow, dude.
This is the shallowest. This is now the shallowest show. Established the shallowest show on radio.
It's maybe because I'm still young, you know?
It's maybe because you're shallow.
Yeah, I'm young and shallow. If you ask me 10 years from now, I'll probably answer the one with brains.
Okay.
Well, I would answer the one with brains.
Right
okay.
now.
Okay, who yes. would you... Wow, this... Ano mas gusto mo? Ano mas gusto mo? Yung... The fat chick who has the potential to become, or wait, the fat chick with the face of Solène Youssef,
ooh,
or the Solène Youssef body with the face of a fat chick.
Hmm.
So
ano, para lollipop.
Hindi, ano mas gusto?
Either you go for the lollipop or the butterface.
Hindi, ano, di ba, ano mas gusto mo? Yung hipon?
Ah, okay.
Yung hipon or yung may potential?
Wow, that's gotta be a hard one.
I'll go with the may potential. Isasama ko lang sa gym every day.
Pakilala mo kay Ferlan Joso.
Yeah. Grabe ang babaw ng topic natin.
No, I'm just saying, kasi...
Babaw! Shut up! Shut up!
Hats can be burned. Pwedeng sunugin yung taba, pero yung mukha, mahirap yata.
Mahal, mahal.
Mahal pa.
Sabagay, yung isa, parang gusto mo sunugin talaga yung mukha.
Saan ka, mamaya?
Hello, boss. Looking good.
You're fired. Hi, boss. Wonderful day. I just walked to work because my car overheated on the hood. And because my driver kept using only water on the radiator, my engine's full of plastic pala. It's flowing. Hey, IQ, tell me how wonderful today is. I'll rip your heart out.
When your car overheats, you lose your cool too. And water alone can make it worse. Next time, use Prestone Coolant.
This summertime, rain or shine, use Prestone Coolant to maintain the right engine temperature. It protects your engine from overheating, rust, and corrosion. Prestone Coolant works better than water alone.
All right. Who would you go out with? Somebody who had teeth that were all fangs, or somebody who had teeth that were all molars?
Like a horse? I think the safer option is molars.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd go out of
I'd go with that.
If I'd those would. Are my only two choices, yeah. I'd get out of town.
No, no. Who'd you go out with? You gotta have a choice, Kel. Kel, come on. Who would you go out with? Somebody who had teeth that were all molars, or somebody that had teeth that were all fangs? You know, like canines.
I think I have to go for the molars.
Molars, huh?
Yeah.
Molars.
I don't want any mishaps.
You're disgusting, Kel. You're disgusting. I can't believe you. Molars? Really?
Molars. FHM, the country's number one men's magazine, gets ready for the sexiest show on earth as the voting period for this year's FHM 100 Sexiest Women in the World kicks off. Cast your vote for this year's Philippine Sexiest Women Alive. Text FHM Vote to 2640 or log on to fhm.com.ph. The FHM 100 Sexiest Women in the World 2011 is brought to you by Premier Max Condoms in cooperation with San Miguel Light, RRJ, Citizen Echo Drive, Patron Turbo Diesel, Bellow Men, and GBX. Special thanks to Men's Health Magazine, Jack TV, and this station.
You know, this was our very indirect way of saying, Kel, you should go out. Okay? Because we're trying to set you up with some females. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you don't have a girlfriend right now. So, Kel.
Okay.
Who would you rather go out with? Somebody with hairy legs, or somebody with hairy armpits?
I think I can go with someone with hairy armpits.
Hairy armpits?
Oh, what? Oh, my God. I'll qualify.
Oh,
there's
my God.
There's this movie star. No.
Okay. I'll qualify. Kel hasn't slept with anybody ever.
Hold on, Hold on. Let's hear Kel.
There's this movie star. Her name's Tang Wei. She's a Chinese actress, and her last movie was called Lust Caution. This was with Ang Lee. She's really hot, really, really hot woman. She had the... excellent scenes, you know, very, very artful scenes with Andy Lau. I think that's the guy. Andy Lau.
The guy was Chinese and then he had jaundice.
Andy Lau.
And there goes my train of thought.
He was part of The Simpsons, wasn't he?
The Chinese guy on The Simpsons!
Kel, really? Harry armpits? Really?
What makes it a red hot summer?
Bikinis, parties,
sexy tan,
hot chicks,
surfing.
Well, we're giving you one red hot music event.
Red hot music event.
It's gonna be one red hot summer.
The Drive 99.5 presents Summer Fresh, hosted by Sam O and Gib.
Sam O's gonna be there.
Awesome!
Gib? What's that?
On Friday, April 29th
at Friday! Gotta get down!
Okay, like I said, Friday, April 29th at 1 Red Hot Spot and Station 1, Gili's Island, Boracay.
Red Hot prizes, contests, and of course,
one Red Hot performance by Kwan.
With special live video mixing with DJ Anakin. Summer Fresh is presented to you by Coppertone. Get your family covered this summer with its new sun care range with high SPF and moisturizer. Perfect for the whole family.
San Miguel Pale Pilsen. Sarap magbabad. Freeze the summer.
Zest Air. The airline of the stars.
And your Red Hot station cruising you through the summer. The Drive 39.5.
Earlier with Sammo and Gib.
I found this really, really fun thing, and you guys can do this too. It's a royal name generator. If you are attending the royal wedding, you would be announced as this.
Tan tan na tan na.
Lady Gib Tilsley Alpha Faraham of Mandaluyong Ford.
This reminds me
of how you can generate your own porn star name.
So my porn star name is Merc Turquoise.
Ay, pwede. Ako. Ano? Whitey Dalarama.
Nayan cheap na kayo. Whitey Dalarama actually does sound like a porn star.
It doesn't.
But mine sounds hardcore.
Yeah,
yours sounds medyo soft porn with
starlet.
T-shirt.
Starlet.
You're not even a very successful porn star.
I have a royal name.
What's your royal name?
And you know, I have a feeling that this thing is pretty accurate. You know how your title is Lady?
Yes.
Aho, Her Majesty Queen Sam Lulu Overton of Green Hills Pool.
Of Green Hills Pool? Why are you Her Majesty?
Because I guess it recognizes, you know, who sino yung pwedeng pang queen, pwedeng sino yung mga lady in waiting.
Shut up, Whitey!
Pineapple!
Whitey de la Rama ka
lang dyan. Disturbing the peace.
Monday to Thursday, 7 to 10 a.m.
on 99.5 RT.
This is The Drive on 99.5 RT.
I hold this anymore. My hands are tired of only waiting to let go, and I am waiting still. I used to know which way to turn. You were a light inside a tunnel in my head. I try to follow still. I try to follow.
eyes are tired of all the pictures in the words, 'cause you are in them still.
You're connected to the world's music superhighway.
Hello, RTD. I'm on my way to work.
Before I head into the office, I'd like to request...
Hi, I'm with my classmates right now, and I was kind of wondering if you could play that song.
Cruising in light speed.
Speed.
With DWRT-FM in Metro Manila. There's no escaping.
I'm the driving music ever.
The Drive.
Metro Manila's 99.5 RT.
Gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is? That's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
Drive.
Hills with
Drive 99.5 RT. Skywalker here. You guys are listening to King DJ Logan's The Disenchanted Kingdom, the nighttime show for 99.5 RT. Hey, we got some stuff to tell you about Inca next week on Monday. Inca, your radio puppet mistress, next week on Monday is going to be getting a tattoo live on air. So tune in for that. Let her know that that you're listening. It should be pretty cool. Anyway, it's 8:16 on the Kingdom, and that time check was brought to you by Myra 400E. Make beauty last with Myra 400E.
Hi, this is Isa Calzado. Latest discovery ko, sa bawat segundo ng bawat minuto ng bawat araw, ang cells pala nadadamage. Ang skin tumatanda. Buti na lang, I made a discovery. Myra 400E. Sa bawat segundo ng bawat minuto ng bawat araw, walang tigil ang Myra mag-repair at mag-renew ng damaged cells. Dahil the vitamin E in Myra stays longer in our body. Kaya ang skin stays beautiful. Mukhang bata. Kaya i-discover mo na rin to. D-alpha tocopherol is the generic name of Myra 400E. 1025 lang suggested retail price. Also available, Myra 300E.
Like Isa, discover youth. Teen Fashion Awards and Gold Brands Tribute 2011 is on April 30 and will be held at the Ambassador Hall of the Manila Grand Opera Hotel. This event is also brought to you by 99.5 RT.
Brings you the hottest summer event of the year, Zumbathon. Make every move count for the benefit of the We International Philippines. Join the most exciting fitness party at the park. 3 hours of Zumba Party for a Cause. Happening on May 6, 2011, 5 p.m. at the Glorieta 3 Park, Ayala Center, Makati City. Register at your nearest Gold's Gym Club or call 355-0377 for more details.
Hey, what's up, everybody in the Philippines? This is Justin Bieber. I just wanted to say what's up, see how everyone's doing over there. I'm going to be coming and I'm going to be performing at the Mall of Asia Concert Ground, so I hope everyone comes out and supports. But I love you and I'll see you soon.
A day in the life of a wedding coordinator.
Text the florist, the Mihana Roses.
No problem. Puti na lang, may 250 all-network texts.
Call the bride. Prenuptial sa gubat tonight.
No problem. Puti na lang, may 20 minutes smart calls.
Tawagan ng groom bukas. Hindi pa siya nagbabayad.
No problem. Puti na lang, 2 days ang validity.
Nax. Iba talaga pag naka-smart buddy lahat text 30 combo. May 250 all-network texts na. May 20 minutes smart calls pa. All valid for 2 days. No problem, diba?
Smart buddy, best
way. Text L30 to 2266. Load na. 1 peso balance must be maintained. See flyers for
this
details.
This summertime, rain or shine, use Prestone coolant to maintain the right engine temperature. It protects your engine from overheating, rust, and corrosion. Prestone coolant works better than water alone.
This week on Up and Coming.
Get ready.
Swimming in the snow.
Linkin Park. Burning in the skies. Death Cab for Cutie. You are at Tours.
Taking your votes through the hotline 633-0995-706-0940. Text 995 RT space your vote to 2948 or vote via Facebook. Facebook.com/DWRT995. This is Up and Coming.
Drive 99.5 RT. What a good song. It's Death Cab for Cutie, You Are a Tourist. And this is one of our up-and-comings, and it was brought, and it you can vote for this by tuning into Ika Inca every day from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And you can vote online by going to RT30. There's a website, and you can also call us up at 633-0995 and tell them about your vote so that Inca can include that on the top 30. And maybe we can get that Death Cab for Cutie song up on the thing. Hey, what are you guys doing this weekend? Shell VP Promo is having an event. Feel the energy of Shell V Power and Shell V Power Diesel. Come to the World of Shell V Power event at the SM Megatrade Hall 2 from April 29th to May 1st, 2011, and learn about the technology innovations used for the fuel that's designed for improved performance whatever you drive. Shell V Power. Plus, you can get a chance to win exclusive Scuderia Ferrari items and join in other booth activities at the World of Shell V Power event. See you this coming weekend. You guys check that out. It sounds like a pretty cool event. Anyway, we're going to go pay some bills, and we'll be back in a minute with more of the Disenchanted Kingdom all the way till 10 o'clock.
Got a big gimmick moment happening in your life on May 9 at 6 p.m.? Join Smart Buddy Share the Moment. Share with us your story, and you might be chosen as the next radio star. To join, just text SHARE, space, RT, space, and your short story to 299. That's SHARE, space, RT, space, and your short story to 299. 2 pesos and 50 cents per text. Or you can visit Smart Communications Facebook fan page. You can also win a Nokia X201 and Nokia C101 every week. To register to Smart Buddy Lahat Text 30 Combo, simply text L30 to 2266 or load from any Smart Load retailer and get 250 all network texts plus 20 minutes of smart calls. All valid for 2 days for only 30 pesos. For more info, text MOMENT to 299. 2 pesos and 50 cents per text. Smart Buddy, let's play! As per DTI, permit number 3141, series of 2011. Promo runs from April 11 to May 8, 2011.
Good morning, boss.
Overtime, come on, yeah.
Hello, boss. Looking good.
You're fired.
Hi, boss. Wonderful day.
I just walked to work because my car overheated on the hood. And because my driver kept using only water on the radiator, my engine's full of plastic. Blah. It's ruined. Hey, if you tell me how wonderful today is, I'll rip your heart out.
When your car overheats, you lose your cool, too. And water alone can make it worse. Next time, use Prestone Coolant.
This summertime, rain or shine, use Prestone Coolant to maintain the right engine temperature. It protects your engine from overheating, rust, and corrosion. Prestone Coolant works better than water alone.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
A special treat for Citibank clients. Catch the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber and get 10% off when you charge your tickets to your Citibank credit card or present your Citibank ATM card and pay in cash. The music of Andrew Lloyd Webber will run starting June 24, 2011 at CCP. Don't miss this stunning new theatrical event featuring an internationally acclaimed cast. Call Ticket World at 891-9999 or visit www.ticketworld.com.ph. Broadway Hits, powered by Citi. Promo valid until March 25 for DTI NCR permit number 1835, series of 2011.
Great news! Citibank clients can still enjoy a 10% discount on tickets until May 15, 2011 per DTI NCR permit number 2882, series of 2011.
It's 8:29 on the Disenchanted Kingdom, and that time check was brought to you by Boracay Rum. Capture the island experience.
Metro Manila traffic is just one of those things we have to live with, but that doesn't mean we can't do anything about it.
99.5 RT.
Together with Traffic.com, team up for a street by street, road by road, city by city, and bumper to bumper.
Headed south, yes, into a jam at West Avenue, and we'll move in slow motion through Timo Flyover all the way to Santola.
For the most comprehensive, accurate, and up to the minute live traffic report on
generator. If you are attending the royal wedding, you would be announced as this.
Tan 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 tan.
Lady Gib Tilsley Alpha Faraham of Mandaluyong Ford.
This
reminds me
of how you can generate your own porn star name.
So my porn star name is Merc Turquoise.
Ay, pwede. Ako. Ano? Whitey Dalarama.
Ay, achieve na sa'yo. Whitey Dalarama actually does sound like a porn star.
It doesn't.
But mine sounds hardcore.
Yeah,
yours sounds medyo soft porn with t-shirt.
Starlet.
You're not even a very successful porn star.
I have a royal name.
What's your royal name?
And you know, I have a feeling that this thing is pretty accurate. You know how your title is Lady?
Yes.
Ako, Her Majesty Queen what? Sam Lulu Oberton of Green Hills Pool.
Of Green Hills Pool? Why are you
Her Majesty? Because I guess it recognizes, you know, kung sino yung pwedeng pang queen, pwedeng sino yung mga lady in waiting, gano'n.
Shut up, Whitey!
Pineapple!
Whitey Dalarama ka lang dyan.
Disturbing the peace.
Monday to Thursday, 7 to 10 a.m.
on 99.5 RT.
I have with me, what's your name again?
Mark.
I have with me, what's your name again?
Mark.
I have with me, what's your name again?
Mark.
No.
Oh. I have with me, what's your name again?
Marv.
No,
your army name.